A pair of Australian twins who were once mentored by Steve Irwin are going viral online. Sisters Bridgette and Paula Powers, 51, speak in unison, a characteristic that caught the attention of people across the world after an interview about a tragedy in Australia. And I'm joined now by the twins, Paula and Bridgette. Hello, how are you?
Good, good.
Thank you so much for taking our call. So I'm glad your mum's okay, first of all. Thank God. You could see in the news report how stressed you were. But actually, you know, let's just remind people of what you said in the news report before we have a chat.
Here's some of what they had to say.
And one guy, he was up there with our mum. And he went up there. And
he was coming back down towards us.
And he goes, run, he's got a gun. And our hearts started to pound. And I said, oh, Mum, where's Mum? And poor Mum was stuck up there. But apparently our brave Mum, she goes, are you all right?
Because he had all blood all over his face.
And he goes, I'll shoot you. She goes, hey, I'm here to help.
A terrifying incident, and I'm glad you're both okay and your mum's okay. But the clip has gone viral, as you know, because you're identical and it's a very charming clip. But what has the reaction been from all over the world?
Oh, it's just been unbelievable. Yeah, just for an interview with the news, and we just can't believe it. But we just want to get in there. We feel so sorry for the people who are involved and what they're going through.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course.
Yeah.
And so tell me a little bit about yourselves. What do you do?
We look after all the seabirds and water birds on the Sunshine Coast.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. So you're an environmentalist, basically. So looking at the video, my other hat is I'm a fashion designer, and I love that you seem to wear the same clothes a lot. Do you always wear matching outfits?
Yes, we do. Yes, we love dressing the same. Yeah, it's just a natural thing to us.
And have you always spoken in unison?
Yes, we've done it all our lives.
And even at school?
51 years.
When you're doing this interview, you don't rehearse these conversations, do you?
But how can we, when we're speaking to you now?
So people are so captured by how in sync you are. It's quite amazing. Did your mother say that you were like that as babies, totally in sync? Did you cry together as babies?
Yes, we did. Wow. Yes. And we had our own twin language when we were little.
Yeah, my sister's a twin, and I remember the twin language coming out. They'd have their own words for certain desserts, chocolate.
Give us
an example of some of the twin language you have.
Well, we can't remember because we're only so young.
And have you ever gone on double dates?
Guess what? Our love life is nothing at the moment. Yeah.
And we're too busy looking after all the seabirds and wildlife.
We give our love to the wildlife.
Oh, gorgeous. Have you ever spent any time apart? That's a question I really want to ask.
Well, in 2021,
when COVID was about, and Bridget was in hospital for 16 days, and I could not see my twin sister for 16 days. Only we managed to get a phone up to her, and we were able to FaceTime one another.
But it wasn't the same.
No, and it was absolutely terrible. It was horrible.
It was a horrible feeling.
There was like a piece ripping, and like a part of me was gone.
Yeah, and vice versa.
Of course. Do you ever argue?
No, we've never argued.
We're best of pals.
You really are. You can tell.
Like when we're working with the birds, there's something there, and we go, should we do this or do that?
And yeah, and one of us go, oh, we should do this, and then we might go, and then I might say, oh, I don't know, Bridget, but we're not arguing.
Paula, let's do it this way.
We go, let's do it this way.
Very good. Do you eat the same food?
Of course.
Yeah. I'm glad
we're both vegetarians.
Oh, are you? Of course you are. Tell us what you do with the seabirds. Tell us a little bit about your work.
Well, we get phone calls from members of the public, So there could be a pelican hooked up with fishing line.
Oh, yeah.
So we go out and we go and rescue that pelican and untangling and releasing
there. And then if the injury is not too bad or otherwise, he's got to come back
to our centre and to be treated with antibiotics and cared for.
And you were mentored by the brilliant Steve Irwin. What was it like working with him?
Yeah, we got to work with at Australia Zoo for 2 years.
Yes. But we didn't work alongside Steve. No.
But Steve used to say hi to us when he was there all the time. Yeah, Steve, a nice man.
Yes, he was a kind, genuine man.
And I'm gonna ask you one more question about your Unison. Do you dream the same dreams?
Yeah, someone's asked that. No, we don't dream much.
You're a joy. I'm really impressed by your work as well. And I hope that the attention that you're getting will bring more support for the brilliant environmental work you do. But Bridget and Paula Powers, thank you so much for taking our call and best of luck.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.